Welcome into Trojan Preview for week four of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein, celebrating a second straight Trojan victory, a 7-6 squeaker last week over Glenwood. Coach, welcome in. It's got to be fun to have a fun week again like this, where you know you got another game that comes right down to that last little bit of a drive by Glenwood. You hold them off, you win the ball game.
Yeah, it was just an overall great game. Their kids played hard. Our kids played hard. You know, we happened to come out on top, which that's where we want to be.
You know, that first half just zipped away in a hurry. There were technically five possessions because they got a chance to kneel down and get out of there at the end of the half. But each team realistically had two opportunities, and it was just kind of like a big old heavyweight fight last week. It was an interesting first half between two teams that really didn't seem to want to open it up too much.
Yeah, you talk about how fast the first half went. You know, I looked up at the clock at some point in the first quarter, and there was about 2 minutes left, and I went, holy cow, that was the fastest first quarter of football I've ever been a part of. So, but yeah, when you got two teams that, you know, run the ball, you know, as much as we do and as much as Glenwood does, you know, that's, you're going to eat up a lot of clock.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about drives. It really came down to drives. Glenwood had three of them. You had one. You took advantage of the one, got the touchdown. It was quite a drive, too, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you got the touchdown, got the extra point. Glenwood had three opportunities last week to score. Twice they were stopped on the one-yard line, once by your defense, once on a fumble that their defense recovered. And the other time they did get into the end zone, but they ended up going for two, missed that opportunity. And, you know, there's the difference in the ball game. You know, I want to call the Trojans opportunistic, but you know, you took advantage of the one opportunity that you realistically had offensively, but on defense, it's not like Glenwood gave you the football. You guys went out and played good hard-nosed defense and stopped them when you had to.
Yeah, our defense has just played really lights out the last couple weeks. And, I think some of it is the kids are getting more comfortable with the positions that they're playing. And, you know, they're getting more comfortable with the scheme and the gap control up front and playing the man coverage. And, you know, the more confidence they have in their ability to play, the better we seem to play. And I think it also helps a lot, too, that we're rotating a lot of guys in on defense, trying to keep guys fresh. And, you know, sometimes you're better off with a fresh number two guy than you are with a tired number one.
Yeah, true story. Let's talk a little bit about that touchdown drive that you had. It was really the only drive of the night of substance for the ball club. There were 99 yards after a stop on the one-yard line. The drive went 99 yards. I believe it was 22 plays. It took over 9 minutes, and it included some interesting opportunities, and it included a couple of really nice plays. There about a 35-yard pitch and catch from Joey Walker, a diving grab by Tristan Benn down the middle right when you needed it to kind of keep that drive moving, give yourself a little bit of momentum. There were some terrific opportunities there.
Yeah, it was a great drive, and you know, as soon as that drive got over, I said to Coach Duff, my offensive coordinator, said, "Hey, that's pretty awesome, a 99-yard drive. You know, that's something to be proud of." And yeah, and the kids were fired up about it, and you know, that's something that we've really stressed is, you know, hey, look, this is what we can do when we're firing on all cylinders and able to move the ball.
That's the upside. Now, there was 99 yards of offense on that drive, but the downside is only about 70 yards the rest of the football game. I know we're not making a big fuss out of it because you did win the football game, but we still need to have a little bit more consistency on offense.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, that we're working on. You know, there's, you know, it's only been 3 weeks that the guys have been, you know, running this offense, and we're getting better and better every week. And, you know, you run into something where somebody doesn't get their assignment or somebody, you know, has a mental lapse and blows an assignment, and you know, that tends to put you in the hole a little bit. But you know, we're continuing to get better every week, and that's what we need to do.
You bet. Well, you can make an impact on defense real easy too, and yet some guys that did last week. Brody Peterson had a slew of tackles. Seemed like Nick Podaisky was all over the place last week coming out of that defensive end spot. Derek Cook, although he doesn't show up real strong on the tackles, it seemed like he was in the way all night too. You had a lot of guys that really stuck their nose in there defensively.
Yeah, it was a great effort overall defensively. You know, like I said, we rotate a lot of guys in there and, you know, keeping guys fresh. And, yeah, Nick played unbelievably well. I mean, he was getting held and still making the tackle in the backfield and, you know, getting double teamed and, you know, fighting through the double team and making tackles. He played really well. And like I said, Brody played well. You know, our whole, you know, front six or seven guys right there in the front played really well, I thought. You know, especially for as much as Glenwood likes to run the football and for as much as success as they've had in the past, I thought we did a really good job of slowing them down.
And for as often as these guys are on the field, because a lot of them are playing both ways too. Brody ends up with 10 tackles. You've got Podaisky with 8 tackles, 4 of those for loss. Derek Cook actually only had 2 tackles, but they were both for loss. So, you know, you make an impact in a lot of different ways. What's that done for the team now? That's 2 in a row. You've got an opportunity here. You walk in. I mean, winning that first district game is huge, especially in a district that seems to be as wide open as this one is right now. How much does that help the psyche of the ball club getting prepared for this week's game?
You know, I think the kids are a little bit more focused, and you know, we've done a good job as a coaching staff trying to keep these guys grounded, and you know, we've got some good leadership in our seniors, and they're trying to keep everybody grounded too, and just, you know, we've really been stressing, you know, this week is, hey, one game at a time, and you know, I think the kids are buying into that, and that's, you know, that's the way we're looking at everything, you know, from here on out is, hey, one game at a time. You know, we've won 2, we just, you know, take them 1 week at a time and get some more wins.
Well, it's not so much about how many opportunities you get, it's how many opportunities you take advantage of. And I'm sure Glenwood's kind of scratching their head saying the same thing on the other side this week, too. So it's the way it goes. We've all been on that side of the ledger, too. Well, let's turn our attention forward here and take a look at this week's ball game. ADM is a team that's coming off an opening season win, and then they've lost 2 straight since then. Some tough ball games. They lost a toughie to Dallas Center Grimes last week, a rivalry game for them. Another 7-6 ball game. ADM is a team that the last several years has run with a wide open spread offense. They like to throw. Is that what they're doing again this year?
Yeah, they're chucking the ball all over the field, and you know, they make some big plays, you know, throwing the ball like that, but you know, they also give up some big plays. You know, I think they've thrown a few interceptions this year, and you know, a few teams have gotten some sacks against them. So, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, when you run that kind of an offense, you know, you're going to make some big plays, but you're also going to give up a few too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas Center Grimes is a pretty good football team, and they were held to 7 points by ADM last week. But, you know, how'd they do that? Well, you alluded to it. Frank Weiland, the quarterback, was about 50-50 pass completions to attempts, but 1 touchdown pass, 4 interceptions in that ball game. On the season, he's, you know, right around 50-50 on his pass completion percentage, but 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. They are prone to the turnover.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's something that, you know, we stress a lot on the defense is, you know, is getting takeaways, you know, whether it's fumble recoveries or interceptions, and you know, and that's, you know, if they're going to throw the ball up and put it up for grabs, you know, hopefully our guys come down with it.
Talk about playing an offense like that. You've played a wide-open running offense earlier this season, guys like Clarinda, Glenwood's kind of a similar type thing too. But this is a little bit different than what you've faced so far.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's a lot different than what we've faced so far. And, you know, I think this kind of tends to be a little bit more what our defense is built for is, you know, against the spread offenses and the teams that like to throw the ball. You know, because we do bring a lot of pressure, and you know, we want that guy back there holding the football to make some bad decisions and make some bad throws, and you know, again, hopefully we make more big plays than they do.
How big is that defensive line play from last week? We talk about like Nick Podaisky with 4 tackles for loss in that ball game. How important is it to get pressure in the backfield and get there quickly against an offense like this?
It's very important. I mean, and that's, you know, kind of our philosophy defensively is we're going to bring pressure and we're going to play man coverage, and you know, we want to get there and get pressure. You know, I've never been a big, you know, zone defense guy where we're going to let the quarterback sit there and pick you apart. We want him to get the ball out and get it out quick.
Right. Do you zone it? Do you man-to-man it? Do you do anything really exotic now against something like this? Or you just play assignments?
Pretty much just play assignments. I mean, when we play a team like this, we can open up our blitz package a little bit more and do a few more things like that. But, you know, when it comes to our man coverage, it's, you know, we call it cat coverage. I got that cat, you got that cat. That's who we cover. So, you know, from the coverage standpoint, it's pretty simple, but we can open it up a little bit more with our blitz package.
Yeah. Well, it does look like that Weiland has a few favorite receivers. You're usually going to find that. He's got one young fella, Jacob Sloss, who's caught a whole bunch of balls. He's got a dozen catches in the first 3 games for 281 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He's by far the guy with the most yardage there, but he does have a few other receivers that he does like to throw the football to. Does that help you much, keying on certain individuals?
You know, a little bit. You know, looking at the film, you know, we kind of see, you know, most of the time who our matchup is going to be against the Sloss kid. And, you know, we feel pretty comfortable that, you know, athletically we're going to match up pretty well, you know, against him.
Coach, talk a little bit about how the defense can affect an offense. you've got a team this week in ADM, as I said, threw four interceptions last week. Okay, the offense isn't scoring, you know, 50 points a game yet, but a defense can score points too. Special teams can score points, but if you got a team that's going to chuck the ball around the yard like ADM does, you get a couple of picks here and there, maybe a key block somewhere, all of a sudden the offense looks a lot better when they're playing short fields or maybe when the defense is putting a couple points on the board.
Yeah, it always helps when your defense is scoring points. You know, that's we've talked about that, and that's something I've, you know, preached for years, you know, as a defensive coach. And that, you know, when your defense or your special team score points, your percentage of winning goes up tremendously. Like you said, you know, the short fields, those always help. And the other thing too, you know, when our defense is out on the field, you know, it's keeping a few of those guys that don't play both ways. It's keeping those guys fresh and keeping them, you know, ready to get back out there on offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been interested in watching the line progress during the course of the year, too, because you got a mix of big and small athletic guys in there, too, in that line. But, you know, that first game against Clarinda, everything was moving so fast. It just seemed like, you know, when you got guys playing both ways, it's easy to tire out. You seem like you're chasing all the time, and you just wear down. But it seems like in these last couple of games, like your Trojans in the front line there have done a much better job of controlling their turf and starting to dictate the tempo a little bit better.
Yeah, and that comes down to, you know, us just as coaches figuring out after that first game, wow, we've got to rotate some guys in. And, you know, and we kind of see it from the sidelines, and Coach Roller's up in the box. He's our D-line coach. And, you know, when those guys start playing high, he calls down and says, hey, we need to get some fresh guys in there. And so we start rotating guys in. And, you know, like I said, it's sometimes you're better off having a fresh number two than a tired number one.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, talk about the health of your ball club right now. You're a third of the way through the season. Now we're starting that important middle third of the season. You take yourself out real fast early part of the season, but this is where you kind of start to separate some teams from here and there. But you got to be healthy to do it. So how are we with the health of the team?
Yeah, health-wise, we're good. You know, guys are a little banged up and bruised. You know, that's going to happen during the football season. But, you know, for the most part, you know, there hasn't been any serious injuries or, you know, anything that's going to keep anybody out for a week or longer. So, you know, knock on wood, we're still doing fine.
How excited are these guys right now to come back home in front of the home crowd?
I think they're pretty excited about it. I mean, there's, you know, there's quite a bit of buzz around the high school, you know, and I think in the community too, that, you know, hey, we won two in a row, and you know, we've won a first district game, and, you know, so I think there's some buzz, and I think the guys are excited about it. You know, one of the things I talk to the captains about every week is, you know, I kind of let them dictate, you know, what we're going to wear, you know, jersey and pant wise, you know, and one of the things that they wanted to do is they want to go blackout this week and wear the black jerseys and the black pants and black socks. And, you know, they kind of feel like, you know, hey, our team has worked hard. We've won a couple games that they deserve to go blackout on Friday. So, you know, so I think they're pretty excited about it, and they're excited the direction we're going.
Excellent. Well, let's get the fans in it too. Then they can wear black too. We'll just black out the whole stadium. Excellent. If it all works out well, maybe you black out ADM.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'd love to finish the game with a big zero on the board. But, you know, hey, either way, you know, I've never been a big stats guy. You know, wins and losses is what really counts.
Excellent. Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the nice win last week on the road, and good luck coming up tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. 7:30 kickoff, ADM against the Atlantic Football Trojans. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy that football game. My thanks to Coach Eric Waldstein. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.